You're listening to Kingdom Concepts, Internet and Radio Broadcast Ministry. You're listening to Kingdom Concepts, Internet and Radio Broadcast Ministry. I'm Keith Fields. Thanks for tuning in. Praise God. We don't want to hear that God is a judge, that we're going to have to answer for the things that we do. But we will. But we can be thankful that he's a judge, but he's a righteous judge. The scripture says in 1 John chapter 5, verse 16, if any man see his brother in a sin, which is not unto death, he shall ask, and he shall give him life for them that sin not unto death. There is a sin unto death. I do not say he shall pray for that. But all unrighteousness is sin. and there is a sin not unto death. We know that whosoever is born of God sinneth not, but he that is begotten of God keepeth himself, and that the wicked one toucheth him not. And we know that we are of God, and the whole world lie in wickedness. And we know that the Son of God is come, and hath given us an understanding that we may know him that is true. And we are in him that is true, even in his Son Jesus Christ. This is the true God and eternal life. Little children, keep yourselves from idols. God is going to judge the world. And we're called to pray for those who are walking in darkness, who are lost, those who have not come into a saving knowledge of Jesus Christ, those who have not overcome the world, those who have not entered into his rest, those who have not entered into Jesus Christ by faith. You know, the song in the beginning was a song of judgment, God's judgment, God's wrath that's coming upon the world because of unrighteousness. The scripture says that the whole world lieth in sin. And we're called to come out of that and enter into Christ, enter into the kingdom through repentance of dead works. So yes, God is the God of judgment. And he will judge all unrighteousness. And yes, we're called to pray for those that are in sin. And we're called to warn those who are in sin. But God is a God of love and mercy. And he has provided a way that we can avoid his wrath, his judgment. And Jesus is that way. He came on the earth and preached repentance, turning away from sins and entering into the kingdom. He preached repentance in the kingdom. That's the gospel, and we're called to do the same. Here's the good news, that if we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. We have to acknowledge our sins. And we have to confess those sins. We have to repent and turn away from them. We're not to continue in those things. And we should not love those things. The scripture talks about how people honor God with their mouth, with their lips, but their hearts are far from him. The We don't want to fall into this trap. We don't want to be one of those. Because if we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. But if we say that we haven't sinned, then we make him a liar. And his word's not in us, because he has said that the world lies in wickedness and that all have sinned. So we don't have to face that judgment. We don't have to face that wrath that's coming upon the world. Yesterday, we talked about faith for the end times and how we could live that faith in the end times. And one of those ways that we're going to do that, the way that we have to do that, is that we have to overcome the sin that's in the world. We have to turn away from those things, and we have to enter in to Jesus, into the rest of Jesus. The scripture says in 1 John chapter 5, verse 1, "Whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God." That's born again. And without being born again, you can't see the kingdom of God. First John 5, 1 says, "Whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God. And everyone that loveth him that begat loveth him also that is begotten of him." So if you love God, you love Jesus. Verse 2 says, "By this we know that we love the children of God, when we love God and keep his commandments. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not grievous. For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Who is he that overcometh the world but he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God?" So there is a way to escape wrath, the wrath of God. And that way is Jesus Christ. We have to repent, and we have to receive Jesus Christ. And just as God brought his people out of Egypt, brought them out of bondage, split the Red Sea, parted it so that they could cross it. When the Pharaoh's army was bearing down upon them. And with that same sea that he gave his people passage, he drowned Pharaoh's army. And then he fed his people in the wilderness, manna from heaven. And when they cried for meat, he sent them quail. He caused their shoes and their clothes not to wear out. He not only provided escape for them, he took care of them. And he wants to do the same today. And he can do the same today. It's easy to look around and look at all the news reports and trouble that we have going on. And become fearful. And to put our eyes on what's going on in the world and take our eyes off of what God has done. But we can overcome that fear by trusting in Christ. In these times, idolatry and deception are the snares. And if we know what's true, if we know who's true, we can make it. Because God can provide. He can protect us. When we're talking about salvation, when we're talking about God's mercy, when we're talking about entering in to God's rest, which is freedom from fear, which is His righteous judgment that He would keep His word. We have to remember that He has established the way. We haven't established the way. And we need to approach Him, and we need to follow Him in the way that He has set forth for us to do. Hebrews 10:23 says, "Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering. For He is faithful that promised. And let us consider one another to provoke unto love and to good works, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as we see the day approaching. For if we sin willfully after that we have received the knowledge of the truth, there remaineth no more sacrifices for sin, but a certain fearful looking for of the judgment and fiery indignation, which shall devour the adversaries. He that despised Moses' law died without mercy under two or three witnesses. Of how much sore punishment suppose ye shall be thought worthy, who hath trodden under the foot the Son of God, and hath counted the blood of the covenant wherewith he was sanctified an unholy thing, and hath done despite unto the Spirit of grace. Christ has shed his blood. And if we take that for granted, even after we've been saved, how should we expect God to see that? We live unholy lives, rebellious to the Word of God. Ambivalent to the things of God. Trampling on his blood, taking for granted the sacrifice. We know that God's vengeance is coming upon the world, that he's going to judge sin. Hebrews 10:30 says, "For we know him that has said, vengeance belongeth unto me. I will recompense, saith the Lord. And again, the Lord shall judge his people." It's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. First Timothy chapter 5, verse 1 says, "But of the times and the seasons, brethren, ye have no need that I write unto you." Faith in the last days. We're going to have to remain in Christ. We're going to have to live by faith. We're going to have to avoid the pitfalls, the deception. We're going to have to hold on to the truth. "But of the times and seasons, brethren, you have no need that I write unto you, for you yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so cometh as a thief in the night. For when they shall say peace and safety, then sudden destruction cometh upon them as travail upon a woman with child, and they shall not escape. But ye, brethren, are not in darkness, that day should overtake you as a thief. Ye are all children of the light and the children of the day. We are not of the night nor of the darkness. Therefore, let us not sleep as do others, but let us watch and be sober. For they that sleep, sleep in the night, and they that be drunken are drunken in the night. But let us who are of the day be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, and for a helmet the hope of salvation. For God hath not appointed us to wrath, but to obtain salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us, that whether we wake or sleep, we should live together with him. Wherefore, comfort yourselves together, and edify one another, even also as ye do. And we beseech you, brethren, to know them which labor among you, and are over you in the Lord, and admonish you, and to esteem them very highly in love for their works' sake, and be at peace among yourselves. Now we exhort you, brethren, warn them that are unruly, comfort the feeble-minded, support the weak, be patient toward all men. See that none render evil for evil unto any man, but ever follow that which is good, both among yourselves and to all men. Rejoice evermore, pray without ceasing, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Quench not the spirit, despise not prophesying, prove all things, hold fast that which is good, abstain from all appearance of evil, and the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. And I pray, God, your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Faithful is he that calleth you, who also will do it. That is how we live faith in the last days, in the dangerous times that we're living in. Amen. Praise God. We're coming to the end of another broadcast. And I hope that you feel some comfort, and I hope that you understand that the time for us to consider our ways, the time for us to draw even closer to the Lord is now. You've been listening to Kingdom Concepts Internet and Radio Broadcast Ministry. I'm Keith Fields. Thanks for tuning in.
Dividing among ourselves, somebody's crying for help.